This is the WHL This Week Radio Edition. Presented by the Western Hockey League, the WHL Radio Broadcast Partners, and Easton Hockey. Here's your host, John Keane.
And welcome to the show. We have a lot ahead this week. We'll feature the Red Deer Rebels, the team that was really down and out early, now poised to clinch home ice advantage in the opening round of playoffs. Rebels captain Turner Ellison will be our guest. The Saskatoon Blades' remarkable 18-game winning streak was snapped last weekend thanks to a very improbable comeback by the Moose Jaw Warriors. We'll have more on that one. And Edmonton Oil Kings forward Michael St. Croix is once again the Denny's WHL Player of the Week. We'll hear from him. Well, the Red Deer Rebels have found the winning formula. Entering the weekend, the club, backed up by the strong goaltending of Patrick Bartuszak, have won 9 of the last 11 and now could clinch home ice advantage in the opening round in the days ahead. Voice of the Rebels, Cam Moon, spoke with captain Turner Ellison.
Turner, the Rebels have had a real good second half and a real good last month. What do you think the biggest reason is for the team playing so well right now?
I think it's just we're sticking to our details and we're playing playoff hockey. We're chipping pucks. We're not doing anything that makes us have turnovers and create chances against us. And one of the biggest things is obviously Patrick Bartuszak. He's been solid in goal and he's been helping us. And everybody on the ice is four lines and it's not just one line doing everything. It's just been a good solid effort from everybody.
Well, Bartuszak certainly has been good all season long and maybe even a little bit more so since coming back from the World Juniors where he represented the Czech Republic. Talk about his play. I mean, what has he meant to this team?
Oh, he means everything. I don't think we'd be where we are without Patrick because he does unbelievable things in the net and he plays with such confidence and whenever you have the puck, you know he's backing you up if you do something wrong with it. And he's a guy that you need to have a good playoff push, and that's what we have.
Here with Turner Ellison, Rebels forward. Your line mates have been a big part of the success, too. Brooks Maxwell and Reese Dino, along with yourself, have been providing a lot of offense for this team. Talk about your line mates and how they've helped you out.
Oh, it's been sensational. Ever since Dino came to our team, it's just been lights out for our line, and we've been playing the best hockey we've played all year lately in last month, and we've been getting points, and we've been scoring a lot of goals, and that's what we need. And you know, Maxwell, he's starting to find his game, and he's getting better every single game, and it's nice to see him how great he's become, and it's obviously you knew Dino was going to be a top player coming with us.
The team currently in fourth spot in the Eastern Conference, trying to nail down home ice in the first round of the playoffs. How important is that to the club right now?
Oh, it's very important. It's obviously important for the organization and for the guys. You know, you want your fans in it as much as possible, and you want the first two games at home. You know, you gain momentum on going on the road, and it just makes it harder for the other team to get those wins at their home rink once you're up 2-0. So it's a big advantage, and we really want that.
All right, Turner. Good luck along the way. Thanks for this.
Thanks, Mooner.
This is the WHL This Week, presented by the Western Hockey League.
Well, the Saskatoon Blades' impressive 18-game winning streak came to an end in stunning fashion in Moose Jaw on Sunday. With the Blades leading 4-0 in the third, the Warriors rallied back to tie it with 4 goals in just over 8 minutes of play. Tied 4-all in overtime, voice of the Warriors James Gallo and color commentator Derek Kletzel had the call.
And then Riley flips it back out. He's going to hustle up. Makarov dangerously coming out. Riley, an open ice. Everly scores! Yeah, baby! The Moose Jaw Warriors in overtime. The Streak Busters.
Absolutely amazing. Down 4-0 to find the will in one period at overtime. It's going to go a long, long, long ways towards these guys.
Although not headed to the postseason, Captain Kendall McFaul says it'll be one of the Warriors' highlights. He spoke with Mark Smith postgame.
How big of a feeling is this for this team coming back down 4-0 and ending that 18-game winning streak?
It's huge for us, especially after the weekend we had, you know, 2 games against the Pats that we didn't play our greatest and we didn't get the results we wanted. So to have that win against Saskatoon, be in their streak is huge, and it's a big confidence boost for this team.
Over 20% of the players in the National Hockey League are graduates of the WHL, cementing it as the undisputed leader in developing professional NHL-caliber talent. Former Vancouver Giant, NHLer Evander Kane.
I chose the Western Hockey League because it's the best way to get to the NHL, and it's the best league in the world.
2-on-1, Bufflin, Kane, scores! Kane! Green left out alone. 1-0 Jets.
Edmonton Oilers goaltender and former Kamloops Blazer, Devin Dubnyk.
You get to that level of play at that age when I was 16, just to get in, and not just the play, but the schedule and the mentality, the professional mentality, the coaches, the management, to get all that at such a young age and then progress through it. It was everything for my career and certainly a great experience. I'm glad I went that way.
Prince Albert Raider and first-round NHL pick of the Chicago Blackhawks, Mark McNeil.
I chose the Western Hockey League simply because I believe it's the number one development league in the world. I think that not only develops professional players, but professional people too.
The WHL, it's your time.
Wow, what a stretch for Edmonton Oil Kings forward Michael St. Croix. After being named the Denny's WHL Player of the Week for his 9 points in 3 wins, he came out the next game and picked up a hat trick against the Regina Pats. Voice of the Oil Kings, Corey Graham, has more.
Well, Mike, maybe just talk about wrapping up that U.S. swing after kind of a slow start. You guys got things going.
Absolutely. Obviously, the first 2 games is not what we wanted to do as a club, but you know, we got that big win in Portland, and you know, that was obviously pretty awesome for our club there. But yeah, we finished it off well. We got the 3 last wins, and that's all you can ask for.
You mentioned that game in Portland. A lot of emotion in the building, and coming from behind like you did, scoring in the last minute. I mean, that must have been pretty special.
Yeah, it was super special. Obviously, there's still lots of emotions from that that 7-game series last year. And you know, that's a game that we had circled on the schedule for a very long time, and obviously we had business before that, but you know, it was definitely cool to get that win.
Your game's really rounded in form here, CHL Player of the Week with, 9 points in the last 3 games?
Yeah, you know, sometimes the puck wants to go on and sometimes it doesn't, but you know, the last little while has been great, and obviously, like I said, we got those 3 wins, and that's all you can ask for.
Kind of the second leg of this road swing, I guess. You get home for a couple of days, do some laundry, right back at it?
Absolutely. You know, we're road warriors right now, and you know, we had that long state trip and right back at it in Regina. So we'll try to get another win tonight, and hopefully we can build off that.
You looking forward to Brandon, close to home for you?
Absolutely. I'm going to have lots of friends and family out there. And, you know, you don't get to play too often in Brandon, but being a Manitoba boy, it always brings back a few memories playing there.
Mike, a personal milestone for yourself going over that 300-point plateau right before you hit the road. Tell me about reaching that number.
Yeah, obviously it's a cool achievement, but more than anything, it's a team accomplishment. And without the teammates, it's impossible. So, obviously, it's cool to get to that milestone, but the bottom line is it's a team accomplishment, and it was cool to get there.
Did you know it was coming? Were you kind of watching it a little bit?
I think someone told me about 4 points to go. I kind of knew it was realistic to accomplish it coming into the season, but you know, those personal goals don't really matter too much, and you know, the team things are really what matters.
For yourself personally, look from upstairs, looks like you're shooting a little bit more, maybe the one timer a little bit more. You feeling confident right now?
I'm definitely feeling very confident. I don't know what it is, but when I have family coming out, for whatever reason, I've been able to score some goals or set up some plays. So my grandpa came the other day, and I'm just building off that confidence.
Tell me about having Trevor Cheek, I guess, on your line here for a large chunk of games now. What has he kind of brought with his size?
Yeah, he opens up a lot of space for Faust and I, and I think with Cheeker coming in here, it's actually opened up a lot for Faust. We've been passing the puck around pretty well, and obviously I think Cheeker here, he shoots a lot of pucks off the wall, and maybe it's helped me to shoot a little bit more as well and not try to look for that fancy play every time.
I know, like you said, it really doesn't matter, but is there a little bit of an internal sort of competition for that top spot in the team?
I think obviously we push each other to be the best we can possibly be. You know, it's kind of weird. We've switched the entire season with who's led the team, or you know. But the bottom line is we just want to win as a hockey team. And if it's Sammy, Roxy Faust, me, whoever it is, it really doesn't matter, because the bottom line is we all need to be scoring in the playoffs if we want to be successful.
All right, thanks, Mike. Best of luck.
Thanks a lot, Corey.
And that's the show this week. Big thanks to Cam in Red Deer, as well as Corey Graham at Edmonton, and both James Gallo and Mark Smith in Moose Jaw for their help. I'm John Keane, and thanks for listening.
This has been a presentation of the Western Hockey League in cooperation with the WHL radio broadcast partners and Easton Hockey, a production of NL Broadcasting Limited, Kamloops, British Columbia.